Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are, as we do, we're going to have ourselves a nice little discussion with a writer that writes at the biggest website on the planet of its type, and his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, while they haven't exactly lit the world on fire getting your stuff published, you do have one thing up there that is very interesting, because apparently people are still buying guns at a breakneck pace. This is over 2 years in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, it's getting, 2.5 years that. I think we've hit a new normal. In 2020, 2021, record-breaking sales, sales like we've never seen before. I mean, it came kind of close in 2016, but these are more than that by a significant amount.
Right.
And a lot of those, as you well know, were people who had never bought a gun before. And so we added a significant number of new gun owners. Now, it's hard to know precisely because it's based on surveys, but the National Shooting Sports Foundation surveyed gun shops, and on the basis of their surveys and the amount of firearms sold through the NICS system, National Instant Background Check System, we believe pretty reasonably that in the last 2.5 years, we've added between 15 and 18 million new gun owners.
Right.
Now, we don't know exactly how many gun owners there were before, because in quite a few parts of the country, people are willing to tell people doing surveys whether they have guns or not. And we know that's true because of various surveys asking different people different questions. And depending on who answers the survey, households have significantly different percentages. So we know there's a problem there to get accurate numbers. But before this run-up on sales, we reasonably expect that we probably had between, 90 and 100 million gun owners. I mean, it's hard to know, but that's a reasonable explanation. Now we probably have between, 130 million gun owners. We just don't know for sure. That's a significant chunk. And when you consider virtually all of those gun owners are eligible to vote, that makes a very significant political difference. And I think there's only about 240 million potential voters in the United States. So when you're talking that probably over half of potential voters in the United States own a gun, we can see why these political moves on the Biden administration to try to restrict gun ownership and add infringements to the Second Amendment really don't seem to be going anywhere. I think the gun sales in the last 2.5-3 years or so have tilted the balance politically in favor of strict enforcement of the Second Amendment. And I just think that makes a difference. It makes a big difference on how you think about whether guns should be restricted or not, on whether or not you have one. Just like it makes a big difference on whether you think cars should be restricted on whether you have one or not. So it's very clear politics that the more gun owners you have, the less restrictions that the politicians will be willing to impose on them. Now, of course, the opposite side of that is the current administration doesn't seem to be that worried about public opinion, the Constitution, you know, voters. I mean, they don't seem to be worried about anything but trying to appease their radical left base. So far, we have escaped dire legislation in terms of the Second Amendment from the Biden administration.
Right.
Not to say it couldn't happen, but so far we've been able to stop it or prevent it.
Well, I mean, I don't think they have the votes to do it. They're too distracted now with Roe versus Wade to get. So.
And Roe v. Wade, you know, shows me, and this leak by almost certainly a liberal activist, a leftist activist, to try to put pressure on the court. And, there's a couple of federal laws, by the way, that you're not allowed to protest outside a judge's house in order to try to influence them that are not being enforced by the
right.
Biden administration. I mean, surprise, surprise, you know. This is a lawless administration that essentially is trying to move us to become North Americans of Venezuela. That's the way it appears to me. They're trying to influence the court. The Democrats want to pack the court with more judges so that they can get their way. They're trying to change the election so that they always win. They want to duplicate the cheating that went on in 2020. And I think cheating is the proper term now that I've seen that movie, 2000 Mules.
Right.
I don't think there's any question, but there was significant cheating and that Donald Trump should have been legitimately elected and that President Biden was not legitimately elected. I couldn't have said that, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. I mean, like many Americans, I believe that something seemed wrong. It did not seem reasonable the way things turned out, but I did have a really good, hard evidence from several states that would have swung the election. But you watch that movie, and the hard evidence is there, in my opinion.
Right. I haven't seen that just yet. I mean, I was asked if I was going to watch it, and I mean, I can watch it and everything, but I think sometimes we get a little distracted by certain details of what's going on. If somebody hits me in the face, I'm not going to worry about what kind of fist they made. I mean, they stole the election. That's pretty much the way I look at it. But anyway,
you're correct.
Yeah. So. In any event.
All of these things, by the way, reinforce people's belief that they should have, some firearms handy.
Yeah.
When you have this instability in politics, people don't trust. At least half, maybe 60% of the country believes that the elections are not trustworthy in 2020 and may never be trustworthy again. You have this instability in foreign affairs with this Ukrainian-Russian war that seems to have little purpose or reason except killing people and destroying physical plants. Neither side seems to benefit other than the Ukrainians managed to survive. You know, the Russians appear to wanted to have to grab some territory or maybe all of Ukraine. That's been stymied. I mean, I'm not saying.
Hang on right there, if you would. Hang on. We're talking to Dean Weingarten from Ammoland.com out of Yuma, Arizona. This article is, it got published yesterday. You can find it on Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Obviously, things have been jumping at Ammo Land because you apparently the pipeline is thoroughly clogged.
In the stack or in line, those are editorial decisions, so I'm not gonna comment about them. They're not.
Well, eventually they're the biggest website of their type in the world. I get it.
Yeah. Go ahead. I wanted to add, when looking at those NICs and the gun sales, that we, by the end of this year, we'll have somewhere between 494 million guns in the U.S. or more. I mean, we almost certainly will pass the half a billion mark in 2023.
Right.
There's no other place on the planet that has as many guns for the people they have as we do, not even close. Even Switzerland, which is pretty high up there, doesn't have anywhere near that many. But again, the Swiss don't rigorously count everything like we don't either. We don't exactly know. And we know guns are very popular in Switzerland, and that for a long time there were cantons that you didn't need a permit to buy a semi-automatic rifle or most any other gun, and especially for a private sale. So
right.
How many guns they have is not clearly known. And Switzerland has one of the lowest crime rates on the planet. It isn't the amount of guns in a society that determines how much crime a society has. It's other factors. And I think that it's just no one who really studies the subject would argue with that point. There are societies with few guns and lots of crime, and societies with lots of guns and not much crime. And so celebrate that.
The Swiss are a rather homogenous population, aren't they?
Well, not as much as you think. They have, I think, four official languages.
Okay.
It's not like they're most Swiss speak more than one language, but I believe they have their version of German and French and Italian, and then there's one that sort of a leftover language that isn't spoken by a lot of people that's from the original tribal people who inhabited the mountains there. There's still some of those around, and they have that language. So there's four official languages in Switzerland, as I recall. Somebody can correct me, but so it's not quite as homogenous. Where they're homogenous is they all believe in their constitution, and it's a federal system like the United States, and if you don't like the way things are in one canton, you can move to a different canton. Now, they are very particular about who they allow to immigrate, though. It's not easy to become a Swiss citizen.
Right.
So unlike us, where we have opened up our southern border and now are welcoming millions of ungunned people into the country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
From all over the world.
Yeah. With a Swiss citizen, when they get that, now they get fully automatic weapons issued to them by the country. When they
They're
pass
doing their military service, yes.
Right. So, and they get to keep those.
Well, they changed the law back in 1996.
Okay.
My understanding is now they are allowed, or they get choice, keep their SIG rifle after they leave service. But I also understand that they alter them to make them semi-automatic now.
Well, I mean, it's still semi-automatic. I mean, what's wrong with semi-automatic?
It's not like they've had huge problems with them. It's the European Union that is bullying them to make these changes.
Right.
If you don't change your gun laws, we won't let you do business with us. That's the big stick they're using. And they have a fair amount of socialists and feminists in Switzerland, and those people are pushing hard to disarm the Swiss, as strange and weird as that might seem. The Swiss have admirable rates of very low crime, very relatively low suicide level, but if one suicide happens with a gun, than the people who don't want people to have guns point to that and say, it's too many. We should get rid of guns.
Yeah.
So
I see where they would try to lever that.
Oh, they do. And we see much the same thing in the U.S. because we don't have that many shootings where people kill mass numbers for no reason. But when one happens, they say you got to get rid of guns. It's not really rational, but they depend on inflaming the emotions to get what they want.
Right. Okay.
Where would you like to go?
Well, I mean, it just depends on where you would like to take it. I mean, we're coming up on the next break. If you want to like tease what we're going to talk about in the next segment, that'd be fine.
Yeah, we have New Hampshire has a bill that's going to Governor Sununu, and we'll talk about that. He hasn't signed it yet, but I would think he would. He sort of promised he would earlier, but he hasn't yet. But we can talk there, and then I'm sure we'll find some other current subjects to talk about.
You know, do you have any more bear stuff in the pipeline?
I have some in the stack. I just have I hate to dump on the parade at Ammoland and give out stuff before it's actually published there. But yeah, I do have.
I understand.
There in the stack, so it'll be coming up.
That means maybe we can talk about it on Friday. I guess I need to call Freddie tomorrow and tell him to.
Yeah,
to get on it, because I mean I'm missing good stuff here. I need the good stuff to the bear stories always fascinate me.
And there's a lot of interesting things happening. There's a couple things I'm working on that I think I can talk about.
Okay.
One is that we had in 2021 we tied the number of people killed by bears in North America.
Right.
There were six fatal bear attacks in North America.
Hang on right there, because we're coming up on the break. This is the stuff we're about to go into, of course, hasn't made it to Ammo Land yet, but it is inbound. That's why the website is what it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News.
Security is being stepped up for U.S. Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around the clock clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Retail gas prices in the U.S. rose on Tuesday and hit another record. According to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas hit $4.37. That surpassed the former record of $4.33. This is USA Radio News. A former Alabama corrections officer is dead, and the man she helped escape is on his way back to prison. Authorities are still working to find out if Vicky White shot herself as police moved in on Monday. The inmate, Casey White, no relation, surrendered. Parents, beware. The shortage of baby formula is getting worse. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The problem stems from a lack of production after a major plant was shut down. Walgreens and CVS are only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products, while Target is limiting online sales. And a predominantly black college is shutting down because of a ransomware attack. Lincoln College, established in 1865, announced it will be closing its doors on May 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and I guess we're going to talk about New Hampshire now. Does that sound about right to you, sir?
Yes, but just let me finish the thought I had on the bear story, and that was that we tied the number of fatal bear attacks in 2021. But there was another person killed, and they were investigating. It was just north of Vancouver, Canada, in a blueberry field. And a woman was killed, and it's pretty clear now that it was by some animal. And they haven't decided yet whether it was a bear or a dog. And the coroner there is overworked and understaffed, and they may come out with a conclusion this year, we hope. But if she was killed, it would be a record year with 7 fatal bear attacks. So let's move on to New Hampshire.
Okay.
What we have is that when New Hampshire passed their constitutional carry, where you didn't need a permit to carry a firearm, a loaded handgun in New Hampshire, they did that in 2017. And when they did that, there was part of New Hampshire law that made it illegal for you to carry a loaded handgun on an ATV or a snowmobile unless you had a concealed carry permit. So when they passed the constitutional carry law, that part of the law fell through the cracks. They didn't do anything about it. So the good people of New Hampshire have been attempting to rectify that situation and eliminate the requirement for a concealed carry permit if you're going to carry a loaded handgun on an ATV or a snowmobile. And they've had several bills go through only to be stymied one way or another. And in 2021, they passed a bill that would eliminate that provision, you know, do away with the requirement for a concealed carry permit when you're on an ATV or a snowmobile. But it also had a provision that would eliminate the state police who were currently conduct background checks for handgun sales in New Hampshire. I mean, it wouldn't have eliminated state police altogether. It would have just eliminated the requirement that they do the background checks instead of the FBI through the national government. And the FBI, or I should say the state police in New Hampshire, basically go to the FBI to do the checks that are done anyway. So it seemed reasonable. But Governor Sununu said he didn't like the portion that reduced the duties of the New Hampshire State Police, and so he vetoed the bill last year. And when he vetoed it, he said, I'm not against, you know, the right to carry on off-the-road vehicles or snowmobiles, and I hope to sign a bill like that next year. Just don't tack on any unrelated legislation. So it's clear, he's saying, send me a clean bill, I will sign it. So this year, they send him a clean bill. And it doesn't deal with anything except removing the requirement to have a concealed carry permit when you're on an ATV or a snowmobile. And that passed the House on, passed the Senate on April 28th. It passed the House on the 10th of March. So on April 28th, so that's a little while ago, and then on May 6th, Governor Sununu signed 15 bills. But that's only a week. And there's some legislative things that have to be done. You know, there's some administrative stuff. I think the Speaker of the House has to sign the bill, certifying that it's the same thing that was voted on, and the Senate, the President of the Senate or the head of the Senate has to sign the bill. And then it has to go through some administrative processes to make sure that it's correct and real, and then it gets sent to the governor. So it's possible that the bill was not sent to Governor Sununu by May 6th. I can't say for certain because it's hard to track every little one of those administrative procedures. But I've been expecting him to sign this bill. It's House Bill 1636. Any day now. I mean, last year he said, send me a clean bill, I'll sign it. They have sent him a clean bill. But he hasn't signed it quite yet. So that's what I see with what's happening in New Hampshire. And, of course, Governor Sununu said, I've got a great record as a Second Amendment rights supporter, and, you know, rah, rah, rah. But, you know, the... just about every politician you talk to or you listen to will say, I support Second Amendment. And then if you listen carefully, you'll often hear, but, and that but says to me, well, they don't really. They just don't want to be known as anti-Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, that gets you nowhere nowadays. The other problem with it now is that, you know, I guess nobody tells Joe Biden, for example, that he gets fact-checked every time he gets out there and says, you know, the Second Amendment never said you could have whatever you wanted. You couldn't have cannons back during the Revolutionary War at the time, when actually you could. I think they would give them to you if you were out there using your, if you had a ship and you were sailing the seas, they would give you the cannon.
Some of them they captured from the British before.
Yep.
Some were probably given to us by the French. And a lot of people bought their own, but they were not illegal to have, and the ships were often outfitted with cannon as defensive measures. And remember, there were pirates and people given letters of marque and whatsoever, so private merchant ships had every good reason. And today there are still pirates and people that prey on shipping, such as off the Somali coast. So there still is good reason for merchant ships to have some armament aboard. But since, about 1850 or so, the U.S. and Britain have been pretty good at getting rid of pirates. So we have had, over 100 years of relative peace in the seas, barring World War I and World War II, where a lot of private ships were sunk by militaries on either side.
Right.
So we've had a long time when people haven't had to protect themselves at sea. But back then, it was assumed that you might have to protect yourself, and so there were many ships that were privately armed. That's just the way it was.
Yep. All right. Well,
so, I would, if don't mind, we can start getting to what Ron DeSantis is moving toward in Florida.
Well, we can do that in the next segment because we have about 25 seconds left in this one. But
I can give you just a little bit more on the bear things, and that is, I'm waiting to see what happens in an investigation of a fatal bear attack that happened in Montana.
Yeah.
Some of my sources indicate it may have been a failure of bear spray. We will find out in another couple months.
All right. Well, in any event, you can find nearly 2,000 articles that Dean has written waiting for you right now, archived at amoland.com. A website like no other. Dean is a writer like no other. You should go check it out, amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we're going to talk about the, you know, I really wish DeSantis would run for president. I don't know about you, but anyway, we can talk about what he's got coming up in the state right now if you'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, DeSantis, how old is he, like 50? I mean, he's
not
really
old. He's just a kid.
Right. So he's got a long political career ahead of him, and it looks very bright right now. Now, there's one, a lot of people have talked about the possibility of a Trump-DeSantis ticket.
Sure.
But the problem with that is that the electors in Florida are forbidden by the Constitution for voting for both president and vice president from their state. And that would make winning the electoral vote a little harder. So I don't think they're going to be a joint ticket. But there are a lot of people are talking about it, and they both have turned in great performances. If you'd asked me in 2015 how wonderful Donald Trump would be as a president, I would have said, well, you know, he's way better than Hillary. But I would never have thought he would turn in what I think is one of the best performances we've seen in 100 years in a president. And so he has his experience and what he actually did. He's a known quantity. He has that going for him. DeSantis is, he's turning in a great performance in Florida, but he hasn't actually been president. And he's still pretty young. So I think he's got a great future ahead of him. Now, he's doing the right thing, I think, also, on Second Amendment in Florida. Now, he hasn't always had this attitude, but I think he's just educated himself. He's gone from what I would call kind of lukewarm support for constitutional carry to very strong support for constitutional carry. And I think about a week ago, he stated, in answer to a question where he's making a speech on April 29th, he said, I can't tell you exactly when, but I'm pretty confident that I'll be able to sign constitutional carry into law in the state of Florida. And then he said, I can't tell you it's going to be next week, 6 months, but I can tell you that before I am done with as governor, we will have a signature on that bill. That sounds a lot like a promise to me. And that's a pretty strong promise. Now, the people who have opposed constitutional carry in Florida, and they've also opposed open carry in Florida, have done so through parliamentary procedures. You know, they'll shuttle it to a committee that the committee chair is opposed, and then the committee chair will just never bring it up for a vote. Or they'll pass it, but in such a way that it cannot get a final vote before the legislature adjourns.
Right.
So, you know, there's all these little legislative tricks that they can use to stop a bill, and they've been using them in Florida. And what that tells me is they're really afraid of it coming up before the legislature, because if it comes up for a vote, it'll win. And I think DeSantis has enough clout in Florida now that if he forces the bill into the legislature, he could do that, for example, with a special session, like he has done already for a couple of issues. And if he does that for constitutional carry, the legislature has to take it up. They can't just hide it and play games with it. And I'm not saying he will do that. You know, he might not want to put his remaining political capital on that, but he's got a lot of political capital right now. And maybe he wants to do that a little closer to the election. I don't know. But I think there's a excellent chance that as long as DeSantis is governor in Florida, we have better than even odds that Florida will become the next constitutional carry state. You know, there's so many imponderables that it's impossible to make an absolute prediction. You know, this will happen on this date, it'll happen this year, but it's a better chance in Florida today than I think I've seen in, well, since I started watching this type of thing 50 years ago.
Right.
Florida, and DeSantis said, he said, we used to be a leader with Second Amendment. And he's referring to Florida passing that groundbreaking shall issue concealed carry bill in 1987. And, of course, Marion Hammer was one of the lobbyists who really helped push that through the legislature in Florida. And it was early on in the start of this whole shall issue permit movement that has gone across the whole country. There's only 8 states that are now not shall issue, and they're in those intransigent states that don't like the idea that people should have guns at all, like New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, Maryland, Delaware. Those states just don't like the idea of people having guns. California, definitely. Shouldn't leave California out of there.
Right. Can't do that.
California, you know, just is trying to pass a tax right now on selling handguns. I don't know if it will hold up to constitutional muster. It will certainly be challenged if they pass it. But anyway, to get back to DeSantis, he said, you know, we used to be a leader. We have 25 states that have constitutional carry. Half of the states of the union have constitutional carry. And yet, Florida has been lethargic in moving on constitutional carry. And I think DeSantis understands that you don't gain by being timid on an issue like this. You don't gain by saying, well, I support it, kind of, sort of, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I mean, all that does is lose you people who support the policy, and it emboldens the people that hate your policy. They were never going to vote for you anyway, so you might as well come across as a decisive leader who is willing to stand on his principles and do what he thinks is right. And DeSantis is doing a good job of that, as far as I see. So I think there's a good chance for Florida to get constitutional carry. It's just win, as Governor DeSantis says, is rather uncertain.
Right. Well, I would like to see that simply because among the shall-issue states for the longest time, South Carolina and Florida were the only two shall-issue states in the union that had no provision for open carry.
Correct.
South Carolina has that. Florida still doesn't. You know, they were first, and now they're coming in last. That's really interesting that they led the nation in the trend, and yet here we are, however many years later that we exist.
Yeah,
and
about 35 years later.
Yeah.
And they've made some small steps, small advancements since then. I wouldn't say they haven't, but DeSantis is correct. They used to be a leader, and they can regain some of that stature by passing constitutional carry.
Sure. Well, here's hoping they do. Because I would like to see that. I need to see states 26, 27. I want to see 40, 41. However many shall-issue states there are, I think we should have, and this is prior to the Gruen case, which, you know.
Coming right up.
It's coming right up. We might all be shall-issue, but there'll be some states that never cross that constitutional carry threshold. You going to be with me Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me today.
It is always a pleasure.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.